Acts chapter 19. Now it happened that while Apollos was away in Corinth, Paul made his way down through the mountains, came to Ephesus, and happened on some disciples there. The first thing he said was, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? Did you take God into your mind only, or did you also embrace him with your heart? Did he get inside you?" We've never heard of that. A Holy Spirit? God within us? How were you baptized then? Asked Paul. In John's baptism. That explains it, said Paul. John preached a baptism of radical life-changing so that people would be ready to receive the one coming after him, who turned out to be Jesus. If you've been baptized in John's baptism, you're ready now for the real thing, for Jesus. And they were. As soon as they heard of it, they were baptized in the name of the Master Jesus. Paul put his hands on their heads, and the Holy Spirit entered them. From that moment on, they were praising God in tongues and talking about God's actions. Altogether, there were about 12 people there that day. Paul then went straight to the meeting place. He had the run of the place for 3 months, doing his best to make the things of the kingdom of God real and convincing to them. But then resistance began to form, as some of them began spreading evil rumors through the congregation about the Christian way of life. So Paul left, taking his disciples with him, and set up shop in the school of Tyrannus, holding class there daily. He did this for about 2 years, giving everyone in the province of Asia, Jews as well as Greeks, ample opportunity to hear the message of the Master. God did powerful things through Paul, things quite out of the ordinary. The word got around, and people started taking pieces of clothing, handkerchiefs, and scarves, and the like, that had touched Paul's skin, and then touching the sick with them. The touch did it. They were healed and whole. Some itinerant Jewish exorcist, who happened to be in town at the time, tried their hand at what they assumed to be Paul's game. They pronounced the name of the Master Jesus over victims of evil spirits, saying, "I command you by the Jesus preached by Paul, the 7 sons of a certain Sevia, a Jewish high priest, were trying to do this on a man when the evil spirit talked back. I know Jesus, and I have heard of Paul, but who are you?" When the possessed man went berserk, jumped, and exorcists beat them up and tore off their clothes. Naked and bloody, they got away as best they could. It was soon news all over Ephesus among the Jews and Greeks. The realization spread that God was in and behind this. Curiosity about Paul developed into reverence for the Master Jesus. Many of those who thus believed came out of the closet and made a clean break with their secret sorceries. All kinds of witches and warlocks came out of the woodwork with their books of spells and incantations and made a huge bonfire of them. Someone estimated their worth at 50,000 silver coins. In such ways, it became evident that the word of the Master was now sovereign and prevailed in Ephesus. After all this had come to head, Paul decided it was time to move on to Macedonia and Achaia, provinces, and from there to Jerusalem. Then he said, "I'm off to Rome. I've got to see Rome." He sent 2 of his assistants, Timothy and Erastus, on to Macedonia, while he stayed for a while and wrapped things up in Asia. But before he got away, a huge ruckus occurred over what is now being referred to as the Way. A certain silversmith, Demetrius, conducted a brisk trade in the manufacture of shrines to the goddess Artemis, employing a number of artisans in his business. He rounded up his workers and others similarly employed and said, "Men, you well know that we have a good thing going here, and you've seen how Paul has barged in and discredited what we're doing by telling people that there's no such thing as a God made with hands. A lot of people are going along with him, not only here in Ephesus, but all through Asia Province. Not only is our little business in danger of falling apart, but the temple of our famous goddess, Artemis, will certainly end up in a pile of rubble, as her glorious reputation fades to nothing. And this is no mere local matter. The whole world worships our Artemis. That set them off in a frenzy. They ran into the street yelling, "Great Artemis of Ephesians! Great Artemis of Ephesians!" They put the whole city in an uproar, stampeding into the stadium and grabbing two of Paul's associates on the way. The Macedonians,